Hi, Debbie, it's Nella. How are you? Yeah, good, thank you. Sorry, I missed your call. Yep. Yep. Are you kidding? Sort of protection, sorry. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. No. Debbie, I can't. I run a business and I got Dean involved for this purpose. There's got to be something that's got to be done. I cannot take liability of everything and everyone that runs into my business. And that's what's happening at the moment. So I have insurance for a purpose. I got Dean involved. I left my other insurer for the purpose because Dean told me that he's going to be able to help me and I need help. I cannot absorb this cost. I cannot. So I don't know. Yeah, I know you are and I'm not having a go at you, please. But I hear this from all the insurance companies. You're taking my money and then everyone wipes their hands. Sorry, it's this, all that. No, I have insurance and this insurance company needs to back me up on this, okay? This is why I've come to you guys, and I know you don't understand. I'm not having to go. I'm just so sick of hearing it. Doesn't matter where I turn and who I turn to, it's always someone that's taken a shitload of money from me and unable to help me. So now I need to honestly, someone's got to help me here. I haven't paid all this money to hear that they're not going to help me, and it's an uninsured whatever. Because this is what insurance companies do. They take your money and then they don't help. I know. Yeah, I get it. But well, what am I supposed to do from here? So I've got the client that's yelling at me. Yeah. It's actually, I'm so stressed. I can't even sleep at night because it's something that's been out of our hand. Like we've engaged in a contractor. So what are businesses supposed to do? I don't understand. Yeah. Yeah, correct. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have. Yeah. Yeah, so what I've done is, and this is why I've come to you, because we sat down with Dean, is that we've already told him, he's admitted to it, but he's gone, oh, well, I can't do anything about it. Well, no, yes, you can. Like, I take out insurance, you have too. So he's got to take it. But I've been told to come through you guys, and then you guys will work it out with them. Yeah, of course he has. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So he's actually, I can send you the emails that he's actually admitted to fault, saying, well, yeah, but it is his fault. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I know. But I know. And I feel bad for you. I'm not incurring anything. I can, yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah. Okay. But then they're not going to have something on me going, they're not going to say to me, oh, well, now you guys are fixing it, so we can't, because I know how they work. It's just really unfair that we all have to take out insurance. We can't even run a building business without insurance. Right, and then they don't help you. We've been in different circumstances with insurance companies, and never have we been able to get help. I can't understand it. I can't. This is why people actually commit suicide, because we do the right thing. The people that do the right thing can never ever get any type of help. It's actually beyond a joke. Like, we're doing the right thing. But, Debbie, we do the right thing. We've got all the insurance. We actually sat down with Dean and we said, this is what we do. What do we need? Now, how is it that I'm not insured? And I'm not saying I don't want to pay the excess for this either, because it's not on me. The person that's caught, yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know. Well, I would have to close the doors, get rid of my staff, and literally neck myself to try and pay for the loss. Honestly. Now, I'm not having to go at you. I promise you with all my heart, because you are so helpful. This actually breaks me, because another time we had an engineer that did it with staircases, and I had to absorb $119,000. $119,000. Because why? Same circumstance. This is why we moved to Dean. And now I'm having the same issue. Not saying that it's Dean or you, but how can this be? Look, I'm going to accumulate all the information that I can. I'll send it off to you, and I'll make sure that, yeah. But I know you are. I'm just so pissed off, because personally, professionally, we do everything the right way. And when I hear that people do dodgy shit and they get away with it, it actually eats at me. Because Tony and I work our bloody hardest, right? And we miss out on our babies growing up, sending them to school and not having days off, and school holidays, dumping them here, dumping them there to survive. And this is what happens. This is what gets me. I don't get it. But I'll accumulate all the information. I'll send it to you. Dean's not back for another 3 weeks. Is that right, or four? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, he's on holidays. I don't expect anything. But I can't. The problem that I've got is I've got to go back to the client. We put everything on hold. Now we've got to shut our warehouse down and get staff to try and fix this issue. This is a thing. Now I'm at loss. I don't get it. Anyway. All right. Thanks, Deb. Thanks for giving me a heads up, and I'll start accumulating some information. Yeah, thank you. So your suggestion is that we try and fix the issue now, yeah? Because they're gonna go full force now. They're gonna try and get me and everything. But what I'm scared of, what I'm actually scared of, is what when you're saying it's going to cost you, it's going to cost me. I'm not going to pay it, so I'm not going to. It scares me. It actually scares me that you're saying that. No. Oh my God, I cannot. There's got to be something though that you got. Yeah, please. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know. But the only thing I don't want is if that we start fixing it and then you guys come back and go, wow, you shouldn't have fixed it, because every way we turn, we're going to get our asses kicked. Like, we're not going to, you know what I mean? That's what I'm worried about. And that's something that I'm trying to avoid. So it's either I fix it or I don't fix it, but I'm not going to accumulate more money. That's the issue that I've got. So I'm a bit confused. I don't know what to do. Anyway, send me that email and I'll try and sort something out. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Oh, I really appreciate it. Thanks, Debbie. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Debbie. All right. Bye-bye.